Hello, hello, my fellow fun lovers. You're tuned into Pun Intended, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of jokes, puns, and all those giggle-inducing quips that make life a little lighter. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina from mathjokes.net, and today's episode is a laughter-packed journey through 100 funny jokes to tell your friends, instant laughs. Whether you're looking to be the life of the party or just want to brighten someone's day, we've got the perfect punchline for you. So, buckle up, because we're about to turn those frowns upside down. Giggle, let's kick things off with some classic knock-knock jokes. These are timeless icebreakers, perfect for any occasion. Ready? Here we go. One. Knock-knock. Who's there? Atch. Atch. Atch who? Bless you. Two. Knock-knock. Who's there? Boo. Boo-hoo. No need to cry. It's just a joke. Three. Knock-knock. Who's there? Olive. Olive who? Olive, you and I miss you. Gigglesmith. Ah, knock-knock jokes, they never get old, do they? But let's switch gears to something a bit more enlightening. Light bulb jokes. These jokes are fantastic because they play on stereotypes and quirks of different groups. Here's a bright idea. One, how many programmers does it take to change a light bulb? None, that's a hardware problem. Two, how many introverts does it take to change a light bulb? Why does it have to be a group activity? Three, how many cats does it take to change a light bulb? Cats don't change light bulbs. They have staff for that. Giggles, and who could resist a good dad joke? They're so bad, they're actually good. Here are a few of my favorites. One, why don't eggs tell jokes? They'd crack each other up. Two, can February March? No, but April May. Three, I'm reading a book on anti-gravity. It's impossible to put down. Now, for those of you who appreciate a clever play on words, let's dive into some pun-filled delights. One, time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana. Two, I would avoid the sushi if I were you. It's a little fishy. Three, reading while sunbathing makes you well-read. Before we wrap up, let's not forget the animal lovers. Animal jokes have a special charm, don't they? Here's a couple to tickle your funny bone. One, why do cows have hooves instead of feet? Because they lactose. Two, what do you call a sleeping bull? A bulldozer. Ah, my dear laugh seekers, it looks like our time is up for today. I hope these jokes bring some extra joy into your day and give you a few aces to pull out at your next social gathering. Remember, laughter is the best medicine, and a little humor goes a long way in making the world a brighter place. So keep spreading those smiles and tune in next week for more chuckles and puntastic fun here on Pun Intended. Until then, keep laughing, my friends. This is Gigglesmith Gina, signing off. Laugh long and prosper.